Davey, how you doing?
Good, boys. What's going on? Have a good couple weeks there, Gregor?
Oh, buddy. Went a bit quicker than I'd like. So,
yeah, I know.
It was fantastic. No, liked it. It was great. So, looking forward to next hiking adventure. So, I've kind of really gotten into hiking. I like it quite a bit. It's fun. It's good. Get to see a lot of the backcountry in Alberta. It's fantastic. So, I really enjoy it. Son got to see grouse for the first time. Told him many stories about grouse at our farm. He's never seen them, but we saw quite a few. So, he was pretty impressed with the grouse. Grouse. They're like wild. They look kind of like wild chickens.
Oh, okay. They probably have quite a unique look to them, I'm sure.
Wait, and you think you're a bird expert? You don't know what a grouse is, but you can tell the difference between a cardinal and a blue jay call?
I know as soon as I
just lost your credibility.
Here it comes. I'm not really like a. That's more fowl than bird, though, right? Strutty, like chicken, turkey. That's fowl. I'm sitting here looking at a blue jay and a Baltimore Oriole simultaneously. So I know my bird's fowl. I'm not quite as up on wild turkey, grouse. That's not really my wheelhouse.
The only thing foul is your lack of bird knowledge. That's what's foul.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. Yeah, that's fair. Probably fair.
David, it's not bird knowledge, but I'm curious. What do you think happens with Evander Kane and the San Jose Sharks? You know, we had reports teammates didn't want him there. He's obviously got some legal issues going on. Do you think he's in San Jose to start the season?
Well, I think we're going to have to wait and see the results of this investigation that is currently being conducted right now to see if any of the allegations that were levied against Evander Kane do in fact turn out to be true. And if they are, I don't think it'll be a difficult answer to that question. The answer will be no, because he'll be suspended if in fact the allegations are proven to be true. If not, I would be inclined to believe that he will be in San Jose. I mean, at this point, look, he's still got a number of years left on his contract, got a lot of money. One way or another, that's relatively difficult to move. I don't think there's going to be a ton of takers lining up to take Evander Kane off their hands. So at that point, could they look into other options to divest themselves from Evander Kane? I suppose so. But also, when you look at it, he actually had a decent season last year, and the Kings need some offensive players. I should say the Sharks need some offensive players. So, I don't know. Let's let cooler heads prevail. Let's see the results of the investigation. I think once we see that, a lot of the direction, the type of direction that gets taken will probably be determined as a result of the findings.
You know, it's interesting. You think that the year he had, and I think as a player, he can really get around the ice, and he does a lot of things really, really well. But if players on the team know he's that good, and some of them allegedly were thinking they'd rather him not be there, I mean, their team won't be as good without him. Like, let's just be completely honest. That's the fact. So it really makes you wonder where this goes. And if other teams know that, will they be taking him? Would they want to take him on? Assuming that the investigation maybe leaves, you know, there's no issues. But really slippery slope here for the Sharks. And when you have something like that going in their dressing room, McCarthy, I'm sure we've talked about it before. It could get pretty. It isn't a good spot to be for anybody.
No, it isn't. And you're totally right about that. And I'm with you. Look, if there's somebody within the locker room, no matter how good he is, that is causing some element of strife within the room, within the sort of the workings of that locker room, how, you know, everything functions, the day-to-day efficiency, the general atmosphere, all that. And I'm not saying that this is the case. We'll have to wait and see. But if that is the case, I'm with you. It doesn't matter how good you are. You gotta remove a situation like that. And, you know, unfortunately for Evander, this is not really the first time this has come up. There have been, you know, situations that when his tenure ended in Winnipeg that it did not end particularly harmoniously within the guys in that room. So, again, we'll have to wait and see. But it is a difficult position for the organization to be in. For Evander to be in, for his family to be in. Like, I just, quite honestly, I don't really see too many winners in this situation, regardless of how it turns out.
Dave McCarthy from SiriusXM joins us. And yeah, I would agree with you on that one wholeheartedly. It's not great overall. There's, you know, he's got another court case, Kevin Kurz had pointed out, that's going on right now. So it's not good in a lot of fronts. A few teams, I was looking at our offseason, and, you know, we talked about the San Jose Sharks offseason. Obviously, they're going to need Erik Karlsson to play better. They're going to need goaltending, and they got two new ones in Reimer and Aiden Hill, and we'll see if that can maybe get them in the running. Most people think Vegas and Edmonton are locks in the Pacific, and then after that, Vancouver, Calgary, L.A., San Jose. Now, I'm not sure, I don't believe Seattle's really going to compete for a playoff spot. And Anaheim, Anaheim's done nothing. So that's kind of a little surprising to me. But I look at the one division that I'm in. Well, there's two, but the Metropolitan Division is very intriguing. Carolina is obviously quite good. The Islanders have been in the Final Four two seasons in a row. You got Crosby, you've got Ovechkin, you got the Philadelphia Flyers, who had a brutal season last year after being very good in 2020, and I think they're capable of bouncing back. And then you throw in the Rangers in the mix. Like, there's six teams there that could all be considered playoff teams. What do you make of the Rangers? And if they just can avoid stubbing their toe in the first month of the season or first 2 months of the year like they have the last two seasons, I think they're a playoff team.
Yeah, they kind of ran out of racetrack last year. They came on strong in the second half, but by the time they did get it together, they had dug themselves so deep a hole, they ran out of racetrack. I like the Rangers. I think they've... I don't know if they'll be a playoff team this year. I mean, you look at that division right now, I think the Islanders should be in. Pittsburgh, Washington, Philadelphia, I think should be in the mix. And then I get to the Rangers. They've got so much young talent right now. I think they could be a playoff team, but I'll put it this way. They want to be a playoff team. Ownership and James Dolan certainly wants them to be a playoff team. I think that was in large part what happened in May when there was that overhaul of the management with Jeff Gordon and John Davidson being shown the door and Chris Drury being brought in. As much as the capital situation brought everything to the fore, I think there was some disconnect there on sort of the path forward. And I think patience is what the previous regime had been preaching. And I think patience is important here. As long as they're playing meaningful games down the stretch and are in the mix, I think that would be a successful season for the Rangers. Maybe they get in, maybe they don't, but I look at them sort of like the Leafs from 2016-17, where you had a real impressive new crop of youngsters really getting their first foothold in the NHL. Like, some guys had come up for 20 games the year before. You know, Matthews, it was his first year. Marner, it was his first year. And they still had some veterans around, and they were kind of so-so through the first half of the year. And then come, like, February, they really went on a bit of a run, and they ended up making the playoffs. I could see the Rangers season taking a similar trajectory. Guys like Lafreniere, Kaapo-Kakko, it's hard to judge Kaapo-Kakko because the first 2 years he's been in the league, one, it's been paused, and then last year was a shortened season under really bizarre circumstances. So I give him really a bit of leeway. This is really his first real proper season, you hope, in the NHL with nothing going sideways. Lafreniere, same situation last year. Vitali Kravtsov came over for a sniff the end of last year. Let's see what he's capable of. And if all of these guys can come together and mix in with Zibanejad and Panarin, who figure to be pretty strong, and we'll see if Strome is still sticking around by the time the season starts. There's been some rumblings he might get moved, but if he's around, the goaltending looks to be sound. The blue line is pretty impressive as well. The guy like Jacob Trouba and the reigning Norris Trophy winner and Adam Fox, some really interesting pieces here. But I'm wondering if it may take one more year for a foundation to be laid and let all the young guys get comfortable and then really hit the ground running next season at this time.
Talking all things NHL, Dave McCarthy from SiriusXM, NHL host. McCarthy, do the Islanders think that the regular season starts maybe in November, December? Because they haven't signed Anthony Beauvillier. I don't think anything's happened with Casey Cizikas. There's always a talk with Zach Parise. There's a lot of things that have to be done. What is the holdup here, do you think? Or have you heard anything about why it seems like the Islanders are waiting? You know, I don't know what they're waiting for, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly hearing from enough Islanders fans on my show calling in every day agitated that nothing's happening. A very ardent, vocal fan base. But I'll tell you what. What is Lou Lamoriello's, what is his mantra? If you have time, use it. And try to put Lou Lamoriello under the gun. It's not going to happen. He's not going to feel pressure from anybody. What I think is happening here is that there are a number of deals that are in place. And the benefit, the advantage that the Islanders have is that when Lou makes an agreement with you, his word is good. He's going to honor that agreement. But I think they need to get in one more top six forward to really take that next step forward. Their defensive system is sound. Their structure is sound. That's not in question. What has happened in the last couple of years is that when they've run up against a team whose defensive system, their structure, is almost as sound as theirs, but Tampa Bay had a few more game breakers up front. The Islanders ran into, I think, a little bit of a lack of game breakability, so to speak. So they could get one more guy, and I keep thinking that Vladimir Tarasenko would be a perfect fit. I think that would really push them to the next echelon. If you bring in him, you bring back Anders Lee. Remember, they got to the conference finals last year without any impact from Anders Lee. He was hurt. So you add him, that's like another acquisition. And then you're really cooking with gas if you got a top of the lineup like that. I think the Casey Cizikas situation is settled. If he hadn't got something in place with the Island by now, I think he would have signed elsewhere by now because there'd be a long line of teams looking to bring him in. And I think what's happening is that Lou's trying to make a deal, and I really do think he enjoys the fact that every other general manager really doesn't know quite how much cap space he has to work with right now. Puts more leveraging power, more negotiating power in his corner. So I think something's going to happen with the Islanders, but on Lou's time. And whether that's this week, I don't think so. Maybe closer to training camp. I see a lot of Islanders movement coming probably that last week before camp starts, but I think something's coming down the pipe.
Lastly, Dave, Jack Eichel. We're almost into September. I had mentioned Tyler had asked us on the DFO rundown a month ago if I thought Jack Eichel would be moved before September 1st, and I said no. But now we're getting closer. We're a week away from that. Do you think he ends up going to training camp in Buffalo, or is he just hold out?
Well, I mean, yeah. How awkward would that be if he has to show up there in Buffalo? If he holds out, though, he gets suspended without pay, and he's really only hurting himself at that point. I don't think that's necessarily going to expedite the process. I think what will eventually happen is if they cannot, like, there's two hurdles. First of all, they got to come to an agreement on how they're going to proceed with his next situation, figure out how they're going to get that sorted out. Once you figure that out, and you go through with the procedure that he's going to need to get back to playing in the NHL, then you can think about trading him. But as another general manager, I don't want any part of that right now. Like, I don't know what I'm getting. So yeah. I don't know how you can trade the guy before you get a handle on what course of action they're going to take with his neck. So they got two hurdles to sort out. But, you know, at this point, I think he's eventually, if they can't come to an agreement on the medical process, going to have to file a grievance. Because as it's written in the collective bargaining agreement, he can seek a second opinion as he had, but the team ultimately has the final call. And if he doesn't want to go through with that, his last course of action is to file a grievance, get the PA involved, and then they'll arbitrate the situation with a third party. And at this point, with how dug in it has become, I don't necessarily see how this situation gets corrected and is arrived at a conclusion without that type of intervention, because not only do they have an impasse, but it seems like it's gone personal right now. And, that, just like the Evander Kane situation, for different reasons, but in and of itself as a situation, just a real mess from start to finish.
Davey, always good to catch up with you, my man. Have yourself a good week. Talk to you next week.
Okay, boys, keep well.